It's V96 with Morgan Carla Mornings. So your kid stood their ground. What happened? 877-591-9696. Would love to hear stories. We had an interesting weekend. We went out to McHenry, and my daughter had to stand her ground just a little bit.
Against you?
No, not me.
Oh.
I'm 100% a pushover. So we went strawberry picking in McHenry. We took the drive out there, and they have Stade's Farm, which is just a really cool, you know, you pick farm. So you pay for the bucket or whatever, and then you go out there, and you can pick strawberries, and they have, you know, fresh produce and stuff, and they have a little train ride, and you can ride on the little tractor. And
cute.
It's just a fun little family time. Very wholesome.
It's giving fall activities, but in the spring.
Yeah, and they do a huge, at Stade's Farm, they do a big, like, fall pumpkin patch and that whole thing. But we went to go strawberry picking. My daughter's 2.5, loves strawberries, loves berries in general, as toddlers do.
And some adults.
Well, yeah, I mean... But toddlers, I mean, they'll really cost you a fortune on those fresh berries. So we go out there, and we're picking berries, and she's learning really quickly. We showed her which ones were kind of yucky, like if they're kind of yellowy and like kind of dead looking. We're like, no, those are yucky.
Don't eat those.
And she picked up really quickly which ones were good and which ones were not so good. So she's putting them in her little bucket, and I was putting some in her bucket. But then she realized that I was putting them in her bucket, and she was like, oh, well, you'll put them in the bucket, and I'll just eat them.
Oh, you know what? Partners.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
system.
So I'm crouching down and picking through strawberries and putting them in the bucket, and she's just grabbing them and eating the strawberries.
Having the time of her life. She was covered in, like, strawberries by the time that you were done.
I had shared a picture to my Instagram story where, yeah, she was just dripping strawberry juice all over. She was stained, like, literally in strawberry juice, having the time of her life. And out of nowhere, here comes this lady who's like, hey. And I thought... this is interesting that she just straight up looked at me and said, you should not let your daughter do that. And I was like, what? And she's like, eat these strawberries straight out of the ground. And I was like, oh, and I'm looking around, toddlers and kids, as far as the eye can see, eating these berries.
Was there a reason you were supposed to eat them from the ground? Like, as opposed to from where?
I mean, I don't know. I think that she thought that we should wash them first, maybe.
Okay.
And maybe you're right. There's a little bit of dirt, but let me tell you, kids end up with dirt in their mouths. And I was like, okay, heard.
Also, that's like the vibe.
And that's the vibe. All the kids are eating the berries. Why are you coming after me and mine?
Yeah.
Again, we're at the U Picket farm, and my 2.5-year-old daughter is eating berries. So she tells me that your kids shouldn't be eating berries. And then she turns to my daughter, who's 2.5, and she was like, you shouldn't be eating those berries out of the ground. Like, that's why we're here. And Dahlia just looks at her and takes a bite into a strawberry. And I thought, you know, good for you. Standing up. And I'm sure it came from probably a good place. I'm sure maybe she was worried about bugs or pesticides
whatever.
Or something. But she was fine, and she was eating her berries. And I was just really proud that she just looked this woman dead in the face and was like, I'm just going to keep eating strawberries. You're not my parent. You can't tell me what to do.
That's almost better, too, because she just looked her straight in the eye and just took a bite.
Yeah.
Like, watch what I'm about to do.
Oh, really? This, you mean?
You mean this strawberry?
Yeah. Which, she does the same thing to us all the time. We'll tell her no, and she'll be like, oh, really? Yeah. But something, I'm glad that she kind of stood her ground and didn't, like, take any heat from this strange lady.
100%, because I feel like if I was her age, and I've remembered instances where I was really young and somebody that was an adult told me something and it like really stuck with me.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she was like, stranger danger, don't care.
Yeah. So when did your kids stand their ground? And you were like, you know what? Hell yeah, kid.
Good for you.
877-591-9696. Would love to hear that story because I know that most parents have those moments with their kids where they're just so proud that they like, maybe they stood up to a teacher or a coach or
a friend, your neighbor.
Bully.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. V96 with Morgan Carla Mornings, and we want to know, when did your kid have to stand their ground? And you were super proud of him for it. 877-591-9696. Part of the Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia. Ashley in Hammond, Indiana, who I think is talking a little bit quietly this morning. So we'll talk on your level. What's up, Ashley?
Well, I walked outside now so I can talk loud.
Oh, cool.
Ashley, which one of your kids had to stand up for themselves?
Well, having five kids, I'm pretty sure I have a lot of stories, but just recently, my 9-year-old son has a little best friend who was getting messed with by some kids on his block, and when my son's friend was telling him about it, my son was like, no, let's go. We're going to go handle this right now.
All right.
He's ready to throw down.
Okay. Wait, so your son was the one that was trying to encourage the other kid to stand up for himself. Not so much start problems, but if someone else is going to start it, they're going to finish it.
Yeah, I was proud that he was ready to go and, like, stand up with his friend. Like, his friend was ready to stand up, too. They were going to start a whole little boy gang and the other gang.
We should make him a part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia.
We need someone that stands on business like that.
We need some tough kids around here to join the mafia.
Tough boy.
Yeah.
But you know what I like? I like when kids can also recognize that other kids are being bullied and they stand up for them.
Yeah, and when they stand up for their friends instead of just... Because I think, you know, in some instances, kids can be like, oh, my friend's kind of getting picked on. My friend's a loser. All right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's easy to fall with the crowd. Yeah. But I think it's sweet that your kid was willing to step up. It reminds me of my nephew, Liam. Mm-hmm. There was a kid that was bullying his friend and he kept being like, I think he was calling him a girl or something. Whatever. Not an insult, by the way. But Liam was like, you're a bleeping girl.
Oh.
Yep. Wow. F word on all of it.
Yeah. And that makes it 10 times more intense.
Yeah. And so then my sister was like, I'm not going to get him in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Because you're standing up for your friend.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that, Ashley.
You're welcome, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Have a great Monday. 877-591-9696. If you have a story. Also, just a friendly reminder, coming up at 7:50, we have Can't Crush Carla. Your chance to win $1,000 if you can crush Carla.
You can only crush me, though. You can't bully me. That's the rules.
All right. That's fair. It actually is quite fair. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, commercial free on B96.
Yeah. Hey.